get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Hi, Andy. You are early. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Overcoming Battles. This is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide with the knowledge of knowing that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday. You will be listening to nothing but the stone truth here on this show. So if you're lacking in motivation right now, to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. I have a phenomenal mentor, a phenomenal guest. He's like a worldwide leader himself, a worldwide influencer that will be joining us today. We're continuing our talk about daddy's daughters, father's daughters, being the best you can be, bringing you to the platform in terms of parenting your children. So I'm going to move out of the way and allow my guest to introduce himself, and then we'll ask him a couple of questions that can be life-changing for you. So guest, are you there?
Yes, I am. Betty, how are you? Thank you so much for having me on the show. I've been looking forward to this. I think that this is such an important topic. Being a father myself of a beautiful 4-year-old girl, to be quite honest with you, I think that we are constantly trying to figure things out. And it's wonderful to know that you're putting on a show and that you are having these discussions that, you know, number one, honors fathers. I think that there's a lot of great fathers out there that are not necessarily being acknowledged. Clearly, we hear a lot about the lack of presence of fathers and statistically what that does to the children and to the household. But, you know, I have had the opportunity to just be around a lot of great fathers right now, other men that are actively there for their daughters, for their sons, that are present, that are investing in their family and really changing some generational curses or some things that they didn't have themselves, you know? So I think it's awesome that you're having this conversation. I've been looking forward to it. And hopefully for everyone who's listening in, that they'll be able to sort of glean and either, you know, reinforce the great fathers out there, or maybe stir something inside some of the other men who maybe perhaps that for one reason or another, they haven't been the kind of father that they envisioned. And hopefully as a result of listening into our conversation, that maybe something will stir inside of them. Well, maybe perhaps that they'll be inspired to maybe step up at a higher level, understanding they are the most important and strongest link in many ways, not to take anything away from the amazing mothers out there, but fathers play such an intricate role in what it's going to look like in the future for so many children. You know, we know that just simply having a lack of a father in the household unfortunately increases the statistics that the person may end up being incarcerated, increases the likelihood that they may end up, you know, having a child in their teenage years and out of wedlock. It increases so many things. And then just simply having a father in the household just sets up so many things for success. So happy to be here, Betty.
Thank you so much. You actually touched in on every little question I was going to ask you, honestly. But I want to ask you for that daddy's daughter that doesn't have the father in their life, you know, how can you encourage us? You know, my dad died a couple of years in 2014 from cancer, and everyone wants that little daddy's daughter. What are your encouraging words to the young lady that says, well, my father is no longer around? I love the fact that you mentioned incarceration also.
Yeah, you know, it's an absolute blessing, right? To be in a household where you physically have a father present. And for that person who's listening in right now, they say, hey, Andy, you know, unfortunately, you know, I never knew my father, or, you know, for one reason or another, you know, my father left, you know, our parents had a divorce, or my father was incarcerated, or my father fell ill for whatever reason, they didn't have a father. You know, one of the things that I would say, and this is just because, you know, I'm a person of my faith is very important to me. So I believe that, you know, all of us here on earth, you know, it is an added bonus when we can have a physical, biological father here. But for those of us who maybe perhaps did not have a father present, then I want to remind you that you are still somebody's daughter, right? And you still have a father, you have a heavenly father that loves you, that thinks about you, that has wonderful plans for you, that understands that you've been fearfully and wonderfully made, and that knows that there's a purpose and really a true destiny for your life. And so when you don't have that father here, then one of the things I want to just remind everybody is that you have a heavenly father, and that heavenly father seeks to have a relationship with you. And that heavenly father says that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That heavenly father says that, you know, I have plans for you, you know, plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. That heavenly father says, you know, that one thing is certain is that he will always be present for you and be there with you. And so in those moments when you are feeling, you know, despair, and you wish you had a phone call that you could make, you know, sometimes, you know, instead of picking up the phone, you got to sort of drop down to your knees and, you know, have that intimate conversation. And then the other thing is I want to say too, is, you know, I think that for all of us, you know, that there's going to be sometimes too other people who can step into those roles that maybe perhaps they're not your biological father, but it was an uncle, it was a teacher, it was a coach, it was a family friend that in many ways gave you that love that you so desired from your biological father. And it's okay, you know, it's okay to be able to glean from those people and allow those people to play those supportive roles of encouragement and sowing seeds into you, even if they are not your biological father. But if you have a coach, you have an uncle, you have a mentor, you have somebody that really sowed into you, then embrace that and take advantage of that and be grateful that you have that. Because some people, not in addition to not having a father in the household, they didn't even have that other person who shared and showed them love. So if you did happen to have that other person, that's something else that I think you should cling on to and be very grateful for. And gratitude is one of those places that I think is just so important. You know, I'm of the firm belief of whatever you focus on expands. And when we can think about those things that we are grateful for those people who have played those fatherly roles in our lives, for, you know, even if we don't have a physical father or a heavenly father, when we can focus from a place of gratitude, then what it does is allows you to be able to draw in more of those things that you want, and really allows you to enjoy life and enjoy it more abundantly, because you're living life and really thinking about the things that you are grateful for, as opposed to focusing on the things that you don't want. You know, one of my mentors used to say all the time, whatever you focus on the longest becomes the strongest. And I firmly believe that whatever you focus on expands. So when we focus on gratitude, we focus on the things that we do have, then what we find is we find more things to be grateful for, more things that we can cling on to. So I just want to remind you, if you're listening right now and you say, you know what, I wish that as a result of listening into this conversation, I could pick up the phone and call my biological father. I just want to remind you that you do have a father that loves you. You have a heavenly father, right? And I don't know what your faith is, what your belief is, but the thing about your heavenly father, regardless if you believe in him or not, or whether you have a relationship with him or not, he still loves you and he still has great intentions for you and wants the best for you. So I just want to remind you of that. And then also to remind you to be grateful for anybody who has really stepped into those roles, those fatherly roles for you.
This is world-renowned Andy Henriquez speaking. I'm telling you, you have to listen and hold on. I can remember being mentored by him maybe 14 years ago, he shared some things with me that, and I thought I was talking to my father. He says, listen, you're going to have to get on your knees and pray through this thing and be careful that you have to make the right decisions, because the moment you make that decision, in the state of the mind that you are in right now, Betty, others are going to come after you. They're going to look and say, they're going to say the things that you want to hear. They're not for you. They're just appeasing what you want to hear right now. I'll never forget that mentorship, that fatherly advice that he gave me. And he's old enough to be one of my grandkids, honestly, you know. Andy, I have this other question for you. Morals and values, I know you and your wife are both biblical individuals, and you have the most beautiful little girl that you're going to be carrying a bat around like a caveman for any man that comes there directly. Talk about those morals and values that you're teaching your daughter. And then my last question for you, because we're 10 of, would be, what is it that you would tell your daughter about relationships?
Yeah, you know, here's what I think. You know, I grew up at that time, and you too, Betty, where it was sort of like, you know, do as I say, right? But the reality of it is, we know that the kids, they don't do as you say, they do as you do. And there's more things that will be caught rather than taught, right? I mean, you trying to teach your kids, hey, do this, do that, but really they're catching everything by just simply observing. So, you know, to me, the best way that I can impart the lessons to my daughter and what our core values are is to make sure that I am demonstrating those things. So what are some of those things? That we are, you know, that we are kind to people around us, right? That, you know, so she's going to watch the way that I interact with the waiter when we go to a restaurant. She's going to watch the way that I interact with our family members. She's going to watch the way that I treat people around me, so that she understands and gets an idea of, you know, how do we treat others? So, you know, one of the things that we firmly believe is just the importance of the way we interact, you know, do unto others as we would have them do unto us. And we want her to be able to see that. The other thing is that, you know, something that's really important to us is our relationship with Christ. So one of the things is that, you know, my daughter's going to be watching us, right? So she watches us daily. You know, she knows daddy wakes up, and she knows when she comes out, dad's looking in this book, and she knows that book is the Bible, right? She knows that when we have something that we're concerned about, that we pray. When she says, daddy, I had a nightmare, you know, and so forth, you know, I'm not telling her, hey, don't worry, daddy's here. I tell her, hey, you're okay, but let's pray, you know? Mm-hmm. And so just directing her to, you know, I'm here, I'm your father, I'm gonna do the best I can, but you got your heavenly father, you know, that's who can really protect you. And so let's go ahead and pray about this. And, you know, Betty, what's really cool is that she actually leads a children's Bible study. And so the really cool thing is that we actually get on the computer with her, we go on YouTube, and we pick, you know, stories from the Bible, where there's a story about, you know, it could be about Joseph, of, you know, the different coats of many colors, or it could be, you know, the feeding of the 5,000, you know, it could be about, you know, Jonah, you know, being swallowed by the whale. I mean, all these stories, and we find a little cool cartoon. And then she has about seven young kids that show up all under the age of six, and they kick it off with some music. And then she plays a cartoon Bible story, and I'm the tech support for that. And then there's a coloring sheet that goes along with it. And then she asks them questions about the story. But in the process of her leading that, she's learning. And then we're making it fun, right? And they're learning at their level, right? We're not trying to have her sit down and sit through adult Bible studies and so forth. So all of those things, you know, the scripture talks about, you know, if you, you know, sort of raise a kid and direct them in the way that they'll go, even if they stray away, they'll come back, right? So we want to be able to, you know, make those deposits in her. And then the other thing is that's really important is, like, you know, how we treat others, our relationship with God and so forth. And then the other thing is that we're really intentional about is what we say to her to make sure that she doesn't really have any limiting beliefs. So one thing she does not hear in our household is, you know, You know, you can't do that. We don't say anything like that's too expensive. There's no money, because all those things start formulating limiting beliefs. So we're always trying to empower her. So, oh, you want that? Okay, well, what can we do to get it? You know, here, let's think of some ideas here, right? So we could get her to start being creative and thinking. Then when we notice the things that she likes, we're trying to push those things forward. We notice that she likes to dance, so we put her into ballet class and so forth. And then we noticed that, you know, she was excited when we would go and play tennis. And we're not even real tennis players, but we put her in tennis class, you know. We have her take all these different cool, creative African dance class and and step class. I mean, we're letting her test out everything. And what we're looking for is we want to see what are her natural gifts. Yeah. What are her natural talents, and then how do we develop those things? Because we know that so many parents were well-intended, and a kid had an interest, a gift that wasn't quite in the mold of what they saw for that child. And instead of really underguarding that and helping to develop that, rather they tried to crush it, right? And you know, my goal is to not make my daughter be me or to make my daughter be my wife, but to make her the best version of who God intended her to be, right? So how do we really develop her, her gifts, her talents, and the things that God's really put in her, right? And so, you know, that's how we try to instill the core values, is really about, you know, demonstrating those things in the way that we show up and what we do in the household. And I remember reading a book. It was, you know, called Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. Mm. And the premise of the book was that, yes, you know, my daughter is going to at some point be, you know, heading into school, and she'll be at school all day long. And she'll be in the presence of a teacher. She'll be in the presence of that teacher normally for more hours during the day than she is, you know, with me and my wife. And she'll be around other kids. And yes, there's going to be peer pressure. And she has a very special relationship with my wife. Mm-hmm. But even with all those things, her going to school, being around a teacher all day long, being around those students all day long, being around my wife all the time, the person that is going to have the biggest impact in the way that she sees herself, in her future relationships, in her, you know, in her intimate relationships in the future, the way that she allows herself to be treated, what she views as the way that she be treated, is going to be based upon her relationship with me. Yes. And that's the whole premise of the book, is getting fathers to understand the magnitude of their impact in the life of their children, and especially in the life of a father and a daughter, which is just absolutely so huge, right? You know, I remember, I can look back now, and there's a lot of things that were prevalent when I got to college at Florida State University. When I was there, it was like the number one party school. And there's some young ladies that, you know, fathers really showed them how to be treated. And that when there were guys who, you know, were, you know, trying to treat them any kind of way because their father had created the benchmark, they were not accepting that, you know. Yes. But then there's, you know, unfortunately, some of those young ladies who came from broken homes, who never really had the love of a father, were always seeking to get the love of a father. And oftentimes they were, in many cases, what some people would call damaged goods. Mm. And they were trying to fill that void, and many times in a desire to fill that void, they were getting taken advantage of, right? And so, you know, one of the other questions you asked me is, what do I tell my daughter about relationship? My job is to create a benchmark and make it as hard as possible for the guys in the future, because daddy has raised the bar, you know? So when we go out and we eat, and you know, and daddy's giving her a hug, and we go out to eat, and I'm making sure she's sitting down and making sure she's okay, and taking care of her and so forth, she's getting an idea of, okay, well, this is the way that I should be treated. So that, you know, I want, so that anything that is far from her being, you know, honored, you know, cared for, protected, treated well feels very foreign and feels very unright. So that if she's in those scenarios, she's like, this doesn't feel right. I don't know why, but the reason why is because, you know, hopefully I've laid enough of a foundation that she says, well, you know, I'm just not used to being treated like this, you know? And I think that that's the best thing we could do, better than any just talk or lecture and so forth. It's really going to be, you know, our actions are going to speak so much more. And so a father who can, you know, speak life into his daughter, you know, let her know that, you know, she's beautiful, you know, that she's beautiful just the way that she is, that really highlights the wonderful things about her. And then, you know, treats her kindly with grace, and that just doing those things just really, I believe, creates sort of like a benchmark, so that that young lady understands how she should be treated.
Wow.
So that anything is foreign, that she will immediately sense that, man, this doesn't feel right, and therefore reject that.
This is very powerful information you have given us, and I promise you that this audience is like 350 million people that will be listening in to everything that you're saying. I want them to know how they can get in touch with you and that phenomenal book that you have out there that has blessed so many lives, Andy. And then we're going to say, can't wait to hear from you again.
I love it. Thank you so much, Betty. And so, yeah, absolutely. You know, if you are just wanting to take your life to the next level overall, and you're looking for some really awesome principles and strategies to help you to up-level your game, I've got a great book for you to pick up. It's called Show Up for Your Life. It's available on Amazon and any place else that books, Barnes & Nobles, any place else that you would normally purchase your books. I know most people head over to Amazon. So if you just put Show Up for Your Life, Andy Henriquez, I think you would absolutely enjoy the book. As a matter of fact, when you do see it, check out some of the reviews and so forth from other folks who've had an opportunity to check out the book. Also, if you want to connect with me on social media, I'd love for us to connect. You can connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, all of those by simply looking for at Andy Henriquez. And then you can also connect with me on Instagram. And my handle on Instagram is at Show Up For Your Life. So everything else, I'm at Andy Henriquez. And on Instagram, I am at Show Up For Your Life.
And also Clubhouse. He's maxed out there. So, Andy, thank you so much for being here with us. I appreciate you. Love you and the family from the core of my heart. Now, speaking of heart, you have a phenomenal woman in your life that's all about hearts. Can you give her a shout out on our program as well?
Absolutely. So that wonderful woman that Betty's talking about is my wife. Her name is Coach Kaz. She is a love coach for successful single women. You can connect with her on social media platforms. Just look for at Inspire Many, at Inspire Many. Definitely check her out. She helps, you know, successful single women that have had a lot of things that they desire in life, but they just haven't quite been able to find that Mr. Right. She helps those women to do the work and really be able to set themselves up to be able to attract the love that they really, truly deserve. So you can check her out. You can go to the website, inspiremany.com, or you can also look her up on any of the social media platforms at Inspire Many.
Can't miss her. Remember, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you thought you couldn't. Thank you for tuning in every Wednesday to Overcoming Battles. This month has been an amazing month, and you are going to just enjoy what you've heard today. I cannot wait to get your feedback. Thank you, Andy, for joining us.
Awesome. Betty, thank you so much for having me. This was great.
It's Betty Speaks, the international transformational storytelling. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Betty Speaks.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.